So we're just going to first finish off where we left off on the last topic, which was, again, Rishon, we're asking with regarding a case of Socham Alavo, so what happens if you actually bring the animal there or you bring the person there? Is that going to be different? Maybe there's a chiyuv there. So there, the Tosfos, and the point of departure was the Gemara in Bava Kamma on Nun Vav, which speaks of a case of Kovev Kamasa Shachavero, the Majula Baruch Mitsuya, where the Gemara says, assuming Kovev, what it means is pushing it in front of the, or in the path of the fire. So the Gemara says that that's a case, if it's Majula Baruch Mitsuya, so then you should be Chayav there. So the Gemara goes on to suggest there are, why it is, what's the case that you'd be putter, but as far as the chiyuv is concerned, the Gemara says, as far as the case of Majel Baruch Mitzia, that's chayiv. So the Tosos are bothered. Tosos all over and other Sham as well. Why? What's the difference between these two cases? Why is it that clearly they assume that the chiyuv that Socham Alavo is going to be putter b'nezikin as well? So why is it that you have a tour in this case? In Sanhedrin, but in the case in Bava Kamma, you're chayav. So the answer that when the Gemara in Echinami, if you were to bring it there, then you would have been chayav as well. And we're only talking about a case where it was there already, and you simply restricted from moving. So that we discussed last time. But the Tosfos Rid gives a different answer. Did anybody actually see it? You saw it? Okay. Shua, what's going on with you? All right. All right, so the Tosfos Rid suggests a different answer, which is what? Yeah, well, why don't you say it, Yakir, if you remember it?
I have it in front of me, so I'm going to read it.
Oh, yeah, that's better.
Okay, he says, L'dami hai l'sof chavalava, v'sof tina lava, d'amrin of Sanhedrin navi grama, d'shamash v'tina lo katal miyad ki imbi chur gadol. V'avagad nimatu... Yesh lehem atzina.
It should be Yesh lehem atzala. Yeah.
Abal ha'or dekalim yad kiman shesof olavo in l'chamasa gadol yimeno.
So he's mechalik between the two, the kochos that we're discussing. In the case of Eish, and particularly a particular property with respect to them, which does it do its damage or its work or its killing instantaneously or not? Right. So he suggests that if you're dealing with Eish where it damages instantaneously, so then, Socham Alavo doesn't make a difference. And in fact, if you were to, let's say the exact identical case, presumably for Misa too, the identical case, although actually that's not entirely clear, but I think it's fair to assume that if you have the identical case of a person in the Kofef Kamasar Shchaver case, where you're Kofef Adam Bifnei Adleika, I think it's likely that you'll say you're Chayev. But certainly, in the case of Nezikin, where you actually have the ability, you can be Mechayim Din Garmi for sure. So there, he'll say you're Chayev if you take a Behema, and I'm sorry, if you simply strap down the Behema, you don't bring it there, but you simply strap it down, you'll also be Chayev. Right. So the question is how to understand this. What's the difference if it's instantaneous or not? So I think we can explain this as follows. What he might be saying is that it's one question. When you have an activity of a koach acher, so whether you're considered the author of that activity, whether you're the author of the result, that we can view the koach acher as being sort of your tool, your implement, you're the puppet master, and we can attribute, therefore, to you as your act. Versus viewing it as a separate agent, a separate drama, which is beyond your control. But there's another question, which is whether we even consider this to involve an additional activity at all, whether there's a koach acher at play here at all or not. So you might say something, let's say for instance, throwing onto pavement, it's like throwing a kli onto pavement. So would you say I'm using the koach acher of the pavement? No. It's simply me doing damage. It's not that I'm utilizing the activity of the pavement, asserting control over it or become viewed as the agent behind it. It's simply just me. The only thing that's the koach hamemis is my koach hamemis, is my zrika. So maybe the Tosfos Rid's argument is as follows, that first, what determines whether or not we view a case as involving the activity of a koach acher that needs to be co-opted to be considered a maisa b'yadayim, or garmi, but let's assume maisa b'yadayim, is What determines that is whether or not there's instantaneous misa or not. If the misa is instantaneous, so then it's not viewed as an activity of a koach acher at all. It's just there. There's no activity, there's nothing, there's no po'el, in a sense, at all. Right? No, it's not that there's another activity involved here. It's just that, you know, we view the person as sort of having co-opted and viewed as the master behind it. And he can be viewed as utilizing it. There's no koach acher bechlal. The only koach hamasa here is his. If it's instantaneous. If it isn't instantaneous, if there's a process involved, so we view that as an activity, in a sense, of a koach acher, which you then have to be ligayes. What would you say?
Co-opted.
Yeah, to co-opt, I guess. Okay, so I was saying before, but... All right. And second, so that's first, perhaps, that the koveya for what's considered to be a koach acher that you'd have to co-opt versus simply something that doesn't have any activity, it's just a domain and it's just completely the implement that you're using, like a knife, is whether or not the misa is instantaneous. And second, that the factor of chama kvar ba versus sof chama lavo is relevant in determining only whether we view you as asserting control, whether you're determined to have asserted control over the activity of a koach acher. In other words, if you have some other activity here via some other agent, sun, whatever it is, so then, in order to determine whether or not we view it as you're behind the whole thing, you're the puppet master, you're the agent to control, so that requires that the koach be there. That's what chama kvar ba serves as being relevant for. It's the question of whether or not we view you as being in control of that koach acher, of koaching the koach acher. So then, what we'll say is, right, if it's not that, however, right, if it's just there's no activity, it's just an implement like pavement, so then the sofa davar lavo element is irrelevant. You guys follow that?
Yeah.
So there's different levels of, you might say, there's different levels of maisa b'yadayim. There's a maisa b'yadayim because you've co-opted a koach acher, and we view its activity as being sort of under your aegis, in a sense. So that you're considered to be the osa through this activity of the koach acher, and then there's another case of ma'aseh b'yadayim where you're simply the only koach hamasa involved. There's no other koach acher. It's not even that you have to be megayis it. You don't have to co-opt this koach acher. There is no koach acher. So maybe what the Tozer is saying is two things. First, whether or not you have something which isn't connected to your body is one or the other is determined by whether or not what it does is instantaneous or not. If it's instantaneous, so then it's not an activity, we wouldn't say you need to co-opt it. If it isn't, if there's a duration, so then it is an activity. And second, that the issue of sof hadavar lavo or not is a function of the requirement that you sort of assert control of an activity of a koach acher. Then what you get is what the Zerid says, yeah.
Oh, two questions.
Yeah.
One, are we saying that every case in which there is not an instantaneous misa is a case of koach acher?
No, definitely not, because...
Sure.
I mean, if I, you know, sever the guy's...
I thought we said that, but...
What, when? Now?
No, I just wanted to make sure that we didn't...
The question emerges regarding the cases of Ruach. That's already the Ravid that I mentioned, who thought they'd be puttered in that case.
Okay.
But everybody agrees, however, that... Even the Ravid agrees that if you were to keep him hermetically sealed in a room where there's no other kochos involved, so it could take him a year to die... You know, this is the case of Shachat Shnayim.
Right.
So even if he's there for a year, as long as there's no Pirchus and there's no Ruach, so then in that case he'd be Chayv. There's no question that time itself does not mean that there's a Koach Acher.
So just also, what motivates the claim that whether a Misa is instantaneous or not is Koveya, whether there's Koach Acher? Why should the instantaneousness of the Misa be the Koveya?
I'm not sure I would have said this, but I think... Given that the Tosafot Rit says, that's what he sounds like he's saying. So I think that the idea would be the appeal to the notion that throwing into pavement. So you're saying I'm using the koach acher of the pavement? I think Tosafot Rit will, you know, say no, it isn't. That's simply a ma'aseh b'yadayim without reference to koach acher. That's just like taking a knife. Right? When I take a knife, it's not a koach acher that I'm using a knife. And we just say that, you know, even though there's koach acher, but I'm somehow utilizing it. It's just not a koach acher. I think the Tosafot might be saying that if it's instantaneous, so then it's not an activity of any sort. I think that's the point. In other words, if there's no activity, there's no process, then it's not really, you don't have to assign an agent who's controlling that process. So there's just no agent. In the case of the sun, what's doing the damage? What's taking time? The sun is taking time. So then you can almost view it as, okay, so now who do we, that whatever the sun, the process that the sun is undergoing now, or that it's performing upon this person, who, what do we do about that? But if there's no process at all whatsoever to speak of, and it's just, that's it, so then you can, it sort of enhances simply the engagement in the first place, which was purely a result of your action. Okay. I'm not saying... What?
Well, like Hishech Bor Nachash or something like that.
What?
Hishech Bor Nachash.
Yeah.
It's not being instantaneous, but you're going to argue that there's no Koach Acher?
Well, I don't know if it's sufficient. I also don't know if it's sufficient that if it's instantaneous, it won't be viewed as Koach Acher. But at least, he was saying, I don't think it's sufficient to have just the time, the existence of the duration of time in order to be Koach Acher. I also don't think it's sufficient for it not to be Koach Acher that you have no duration of time. I think although it could be, I'm just saying, I don't know if he would be committed to it. He's saying in these cases, at least, in Sina versus Chama, where you don't have a certain yeshut, that would be, let's say, could be the author literally of a Maaser Tzicha on its own, right? There's no din of Skilas HaShemesh, or Skilas HaTzina, right? So it doesn't have a Maaser Tzicha on its own, but it's still an agent of some sort. So there he's saying, in that case, whether it's instantaneous or not determines whether or not we view it as a Koach Acher. If it's instantaneous, it's not a Koach in any sense. I admit that I'm not 100% sure about this, but otherwise it's sort of hard to, I think, sort of figure out why would the Ichor make so much of a difference on this point. But that's how I think you can analyze it. If that's the case, though, then what emerges is interesting regarding the Piskei Arid. I mean, the Piskei Arid, we noted that the Piskei Arid here implies, I think, very clearly that when it comes to Chama Kvar Ba, so there's a difference whether or not you brought it there or merely precluded it from leaving. That according to the Tosafot Piskei Arid, it is considered to be garmi only though in a case where you simply precluded it from leaving, right? But if you were to have brought it there, then that would be a maaser biyadayim, right? That was what the Piskei Arid, explains why it is that according to what his understanding, everybody agrees that this is merely garmi, right? So the only question is whether or not Yen Michayev, whether or not, therefore, according to him, it's a question of whether or not we're done dealing the Garmi B'Nezikin, right, the Machlokas and the Amoraim. But he says, why is it that it's only Gram? So I read this last time, right, that the reason is because De Lohu, where, one second. Where am I? It's scary. He says, "Hatzimtzum hazeh gramahu." Grama again just means it's just the word for gram, not gram is supposed to garmi. What?
He doesn't distinguish. Right?
No, he does distinguish. That's why he does distinguish. The Ramban in Kutchas Dina Garmi also sometimes calls garmi grama. It's just because grama is just the Aramaic word for gram. So in some cases, it's like you're using it, the pronoun, the proper noun of grama is like the category, and sometimes you're just using colloquially as a word for grama. So he's here using grama. The reason you know that is because he then says we paskin in these cases they're chayiv because they're dying in the garment.
Right.
So he says the grama b'nizikin pater ve'atzimtzum hazeh gramahu. Again, this is the shita of Ravacha that grama b'nizikin, he's saying it doesn't hold of garmi. That symptom is, and so if you don't hold the garmi, you're going to pot in this case. Why? That symptom is a grama who came into behema haisa omedes b'shemesh lo hevia hu sham el shet symptom of ich b'sham shalot teilech b'shemesh haga. So we were medayek last time that it's pretty clear that according to the Tosafot Arid, if you would have brought it there, then you would be chayiv mishum maisa b'yadayim. So what emerges from the Tosafot Arid is that there are sort of, when it comes to damaging with tzino or chamo or shemesh, so there are different layers here. There are different levels with different legal statuses. One case you have is a Maisa Hariga B'Yadayim based on the fact that there's simply nothing else in the picture. You're the sole Koach hamemis. You provide the so-called hamemis. It's your maisa which is the memis, and that's it. That's the case when the implement that is involved, in a sense, in your maisa causes simply instantaneous damage, such as esh. So in that case, you don't need to try to co-opt this implement, and therefore, given his position regarding Socha Malavo, even if it's Socha Esh Lavo, you're going to be chayav. The second case is the case of Maisa Rigbe Dayin. Despite the fact that it does involve a koach acher in the killing, there's a koach hamemis acher, because you're considered sort of co-opt that activity, we view it as you're acting through it, through that element. That's the case when you have Tzino or Chama, where it isn't instantaneous. And in that case, it's a Maisa Rigbe Dayin, specifically if you both contribute a positive act, right? That's what where we brought it up, that he thinks that, you know, the positive act part of it is required in order for it to be considered your maisa b'yadayim, in order for you to co-opt the koach acher, but also it has to be that it's present at the time. It has to be chamak barba. Then he holds that if you have no positive act, but the koach acher is there, so then that's not your maisa b'yadayim anymore, that's a koach acher that doesn't become assimilated into your activity in any way, or at least not in a maisa b'yadayim way. So that would be considered garmi. And when you have, if you have it that the agent isn't there, so that would be considered grama. Now, in terms of, right, that's Socha Malavo. Both of these cases, you're missing an element that's required in order to view you as the ultimate poel, to co-opt it. So why is it one case garmi and one case grama? So I think there could be two possible reasons. It could be that, according to the RID, I don't know that we know, or at least I don't know, what the RID actually held about what distinguishes between them. It could be that it's a function of the zman, whether or not b'shas ma'isa ba'hezek. So in case of chamak v'arba, you have that. In case of socha malavo, you don't. That's one possibility. It also could be, in terms of ma'isa b'gufa davar, in sort of the way we try to explain the rush, that in terms of acting upon the chepetz, in a way that's associated with nezek, it could be that there will be a difference there as well. In other words, in neither of these cases did you do a ma'isa yibedayim, again, because there was a separate koach apolo. But in one of these cases, you at least did an act associated with nezek of some sort, and in the other case, you didn't. The difference being socha malavo, sort of how we explained for the rush. Okay, so that's just that issue, the question of socha malavo. So we're going to skip the issue of Ari versus Yitushim for now. We'll wait until we get the Gemara's discussion on Nachash V'Kelet. Before,
so I have
yeah.
one pointer.
Yeah,
I could even discuss this. The case where you actually close the door with the bayah shel sheish, sorry, you light the flame.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So there, you're chayev, horror
right.
on everyone.
Right.
Although, like, it, in terms of sof chamalovo,
yeah.
It would seem to be
right. In the case that you did,
you
what you did there is you brought him into a room
and then you
lit a candle.
Right.
So either part of those cases, it's the question why would
so
that...
So there's a maisa, yeah. but I'm saying
well, apparently, well, it, well, the question is, whether or not we can midai that it's a maisa, be a daim, depends on whether or not we hold that garmi is chayav b'ritzicha. If garmi is chayav b'ritzicha, it could be that would be just garmi.
But it's clear from the Gemara that that's not the same case as... it would seem that even... meaning, even if you hold that mitzam sim nezikim, let's say, it would be...
because you could hold
or like Rizera, like Kostolothi Barav is Potter. You're still going to agree in that case that if you did a since you did a Maisa that's different. Who is that?
Rav is the one who's Potter in case of Socha Malavo.
Right. So Lahora. Oh, you're right. Right. So I guess it's not
the case where everybody agrees to that case. But
you
light
the candle.
But I'm not sure you can medayik what we think about why it is Yerchai in that case. The case the Gemara says
agree then.
The case where what do you mean? Why Rava would agree?
Meaning,
we don't know. I mean, it's not related to issues of Socha Malavo or anything like that. It's a new case.
I understand, but why?
The case that the Gemara brings it for is the opposite, where you didn't like.
I understand, but I'm focusing on that case. So why shouldn't it also be like the equivalent of in terms of Socha Malavo?
Yeah.
Why shouldn't it be aside from that?
No, because there you brought the agent, you introduced the agent,
right? But
right.
So clearly, in the case you introduced the agent, it doesn't matter that Socha Malavo. That's the.
Well, it's not Socha Malavo. I mean, you did. It's not Socha Malavo.
It's not totally different. But it's not even what you're maybe isn't enough to kill a person yet. If you, that's what you're
no, but that's about. but the point is at least there.
Why? It's not there. Maybe it's not
Havla B'Shata. Havla B'Shata is start. That's what the Gemara says that In the
right.
case
if
of,
you don't light it, there's no halav b'shata.
There's no halav b'shata, but if you do light, there is halav b'shata.
Or it just doesn't matter that you because you lit it. I don't know.
But that's not what the Gemara. That's not what the Gemara says.
It's not clear. Oh, because it says it specifically there is
yeah.
halav b'shata. Hussam
havla.
If you don't light it, there's no halav b'shata.
Hussam lo shraga lo maska halav b'shata. But the
what if you did?
Hachab. What if you did?
What if you were malik? So,
so the clear implication is it's mechal lava b'shanini. The clear implication is if you once you are malik, we do consider the bari haschal as a shraga there.
I'm not sure.
Well, I still think you're right that and we'll come back to it. You know whether or not that it's not obvious that this case involves. I'm not sure. We'll come back to it.
The Rama.
It's an interesting. Yeah.
If you look at
the
Rama, he lists them all together. I think. Or
yeah.
List.
Yeah. But okay. Even if it is a ma'aseh b'dayim, I think it could be. I mean, it could involve other issues. I just don't want to get so much into it. But it could be that for the Rambam, basically, the introduction of the Asiyas Ma'aseh B'Gufa Davar and the introduction of the agent which kills, if you have both of them, then that's a Ma'aseh B'Dayim. Then the question becomes why and how does that fit in the principles of Ma'aseh B'Dayim? So it could be there's some other elements here in terms of. We'd have to.
Okay.
Yeah, it is. I was debating whether or not to get into that, but I think I'll just. Yeah. Maybe at the end, because there's just other sigils here that are a little bit more, I would say, basic. But before we move on to silic truths, I just wanted to mention something which we've sort of noted several times, which is that in terms of our Mishnah, depending on what the difference between Ma'aseh B'Dayim and Gram is, so we noted that as far as our Mishnah is concerned, we can actually understand it one of two ways. It could be that it's I'm talking about the case where, not the Kavish al Tachmai, but the case but which. The Gemara says by implication, the Mishnah implies is chayiv, namely, Yodochiv Sochabor Ve'eni Ochala Al Susham.
Right.
Where it clearly implies your chayiv, and that's even without a pasuk. Right? So we said that it could be that that's chayiv Mishum Ma'aseh B'Dayim, but it also could be depending on, largely on, how we understand what's the difference between Ma'aseh B'Dayim and Gram, it could also be that it's only Mishum Garmi. In particular, because we view this as involving another Koach HaMemis. And that's already sufficient to remove it from the category of a Ma'aseh Hareged B'Dayim, status Ma'aseh Hareged B'Dayim. So I mentioned then that Nafka Mina could be, what about such an equivalent act in other contexts in Halacha? Could be. So I just wanted to mention, in this connection, just two Makaros before we go on. One is a Gra, and the other one is a Magen Avraham. So first, the Gra. So the Rishonim have Machlokes about, from the Gemara and Beitza, the Mishnah, Beitza, Beis Hillel, Beis Shammai, but Binyan is steered to Kalim, and Wadas Beis Hillel, which is La Halacha, whether or not there is such a thing at all as Binyan is steered to Kalim. Or just certain cases that he doesn't agree with regard to Beis Shammai, but there is a Melech's Binyan and Stira, they are relevant for Kalim. So the Gemara Mordechai is of the opinion that in Binyan is steered to Kalim, and he brings a Raya from the Gemara and Shabbos of Chavtes, Amon Aleph, that is speaking about Yantiv and says, Masikin b'kelim, but not b'sher b'kelim, because of Muxa issues. So Masikin b'kelim, we can fuel the fire with kelim. So the Hagos Mordechai says, if you hold it, there's steer b'kelim, so mecha taste. Elamai, must be there's no steer b'kelim. What's the other Rishonim, they don't really respond to that Gemara. They don't respond to that Hagos Mordechai, they don't respond to the, they don't come to the Gemara. So how do we understand it?
Well,
it could be that, what? So the Magen Avraham says Ochel Nefesh. The problem is that we just don't paskin. I mean, the Chiddush there, and he doesn't just say Stam Ochel Nefesh. He says that even though Stira itself wouldn't ever be Mutar Mishum Ochel Nefesh, but that's a sugya in its own right. But that's what we assume. Even though it wouldn't be Mutar Mishum Ochel Nefesh, he's Mechadish that when it comes to in this case where you're doing the Havara, it's not Stira Bifnei Atzma, but it's Stira, you know, as a part of a Havara. So then. It's a Malachas Havara. Basically, we define this as simply Malachas Havara, and the steer part of it is simply sort of overshadowed, so that in that sense, it is Mutar Shemach Nevesh. Not obvious at all, but either way, the Gra, in Siman Shemini Adal and Shulchan Aruch, B.R. Gra, says, I have an answer for that question. Anybody want to get it? It's only a couple of words, but.
Grama?
Yeah. So that's not Seer B'Kalim, because they said that even if you hold that there is Seer B'Kalim, this is Mutar Mishum Gram. So,
wow.
Yeah. So, a lot of Mepharshim on the Gra did not like this, but he says that. I mean, Rosh Hashanah, and makes a big deal out of this gra? It would seem, I think we can just understand, that gra assumes two things. First, that this isn't a maisei b'yadayim, but gram, and particularly garmi. I don't think anybody would say it's grama, but it's garmi. Right?
Garmi is not chayav Shabbos.
And two, that regarding malachas Shabbos, garmi is a din of grama and not maisei b'yadayim, which is a question that we'll shortly come back to.
Why in the world would that be?
Part of the surprise regarding the gra is, but I don't think it's such a surprise, it just requires attention, which is, why isn't that Eishem Shemchitzev? In other words, besides from that, you could just say just a Maisei B'Yadayim, because that's just a Maisei B'Yadayim without any other principles involved. But particularly if you hold an Eishem Shemchitzev, but why not then? So with regard to that, there could be a number of different answers to that. But it's just something to note also. Either way, that's what the Gruss says. I think I've mentioned that one also has to consider whether or not you might distinguish between Misa through this, meaning even if the Gra's right, let's say the Tira through the fire would be considered Gram, but maybe it would be considered a Maisa Riga B'Dayim, relating to the issues of Makum Chiyuso, right, which I discussed, based on Sholem and Adag. So the question one could ask is, what about Netilas Hashama? Let's say pushing an animal into the water. So here, the Gemara on Shabbos on Yud Beis Amud Aleph presents, the beginning of the Daf on Yud Beis Amud Aleph presents Machlokes Tanaim, whether or not kinim are bechlal neshamas for the yisur of nitzas neshama on Shabbos, and a little bit later, what?
That's famous Gemara.
Yeah, a little bit later, the Gemara records nihugim of various amoraim. What did they do when they found kinim on their clothing? So the Gemara says that Rabba and Rav Sheshes would just crush them, and Rava would throw it into water. Now, it is entirely clear, and Rishonim have machlokes about this. What exactly what are we discussing in this Gemara? Some Rishonim assume that we're discussing here on chol, and the issue: why is it that Rabba didn't want to crush it? Just not mishum kavod. It's not dignified to do such a thing. But other Rishonim disagreed, and then the question becomes: well, why? So what's going on with Rabba? So the Magen Avraham. So one could understand, because it suggests is perhaps that the Gemara is referring to Shabbos, and Rava held, like the Tanaim who held that Kinim are actually Arbechlal. The other day it was clearly held that Kinim are Bechlal, or not Bechlal, and he says Shama. The question is, what does Rava hold? So you could make the argument, maybe Rava actually agrees with the other day that Kinim are Bechlal, Nitzis Shama, and yet he held apparently you could be Mutil Zorkam. Why is that? So one could say, well, maybe the difference is precisely because that's not in Maisa Hariga B'Yadayim. That's Grama, or Gram. And that's actually what the Magen Avraham seems to think. The Magen Avraham in Simin Shin Tezayin, Sivkat and Chavalev, take a look at it there. He appears to have it interpreted this way. Now, this was scandalous for the Prima Gadim, for the Elia Rabba, and they either, the Sfas Emes, completely reject the Magen Avraham, or they limit him or reinterpret him. He's talking not about kinim at all. He's talking about the fleas, where basically the whole issue is a non-issue anyway, because it's only a chashash. Fleas maker din, it really is. I'm sorry. He's talking about cases where maker din is mutter. Okay. In any event. It emerges. The questions emerge, and we can come back. Soon we'll get to the question of Garmi on Shabbos, but at the very least, he seemed to be assuming that this is not a Maisa B'Yadayim. So that question exists. The other case where it comes up a little bit is the Rama regarding Sirus, where Kofa, he says, if you're Kofa somebody in Sheleg until there's Sirus, so then you're Pater. Now, Some unfortunate thing the Rambam is discussing in case where you pushed him in, but he could have gone out. So then you're not chayav for the pushing in because it was yachal al shasham, and you're not going to be chayav for keeping him in there. This is where the gra comes in, because this is the gra that we spoke about, I think, in the first chabura, because you need a pasuk for that in the context of ritzicha. So you don't have the pasuk here, so you're fine. But it isn't clear that the Rambam is talking about at the talk of the gra, that the Rambam is talking about a case where he's already there and he only restricted his movement, or a case where he could have gone out. So if that's true, I'm just kappa. So if that's true, then here you have another case where, in the end, it seems to be that this sort of thing could be defined as grumman. Now, if that's true, then clearly sobcha malavo issues as well. Well, actually, we'll come back to that. Okay. So now let's start the next topic. Siluk tris. Well, we can start because we started late anyway, right? Right? And even if we didn't start late, we still have a few minutes. So the Gemara presents the following case now. Dachbo lebor, v'sulam lebor, and then somebody else comes along and removes the sulam. Or, we'll just use this as the archetype, Zorei Chetz. You shoot an arrow, and somebody shoots an arrow, Reuven shoots an arrow at Shimon, Levi comes along, right, Shimon, but Shimon's protected with a shield, Levi comes along and removes Shimon's shield, and Shimon dies. So the Gemara here explains that both of them are putter. The first, because of Mifsak Gere, in the case of the boar, he could have gotten out. And then the second case, the Masalik, he's putter because it's Grama Ba'alma. Yeah, actually, the Gemara doesn't say the words Grama Ba'alma, but that's clearly what it is, and that's what Rashi explains. So these are really two different topics. One is the Ptur Hazorek and the Dochev, in the case where either, in those two cases, Yachol Lalos Misham, and in the case of Zorek, in the case of the Tris, and then this is the Ptur of the Misalik. So that's what we're going to discuss first, just the Ptur of Misalik. It's really its own topic. So is this Pashut? Is there anything that's noteworthy in this Gemara? So that depends, really. What is the status of this act of siluk ha'atris? Now, Rishonim assume, both the Tosos here and other Rishonim as well, that the equivalent case of siluk ha'atris is the case in Bava Kama on Chaf Vav of siluk ha'karim ve'aksus, right, where the person is zorei kli me'rosh ha'gag. One guy is Zorek Klim Rosh Hagag, and either somebody else or he, then, right, in a case where there was cushioning on the floor or on the pavement, and then somebody came along or he came along and he removed it, right? He removes the cushioning. So in that case, the Gemara says, Daf Chafav, Pater. Both of them are Pater. Okay. So that would seem to be perfectly fine. Elamai, the Rif, did anybody see Makaras at all? You saw them across.
A little bit.
Yeah. So what does the Rif say? The Rif says
it's only according to the Mandamar, like Grama Ba. Rabba holds Grama Mizikin is like Garmi Mizikin is Pater.
Right. Rabba happens to hold, we know this from later on in the Gemara Bava Kama, and later
Brock
and
Sorry, Shirosov.
Yeah. Rabba happens to hold Rabba we know is Leslie did in the Garmi. Right. So they say the fact that the Rabba Pater's here,
right.
That's only Lashitaso. Yeah. Right. But if you hold of Garmi, so then you're going to be Mechayiv in that case.
Right.
That's what the Rif says. And the Rabba. Tosos argues and mentions the Rif by name. I don't know how many times. I don't think that happens all too often. Definitely fewer than 100. And probably maybe 10. I don't know. Whatever. Tosos here mention the Rif. It's a simple thing to search, right?
In theory.
Do Elphis?
But the problem is you're going to get a lot of Maisa Elphis stuff when it comes to Brachos and Shabbos.
Or Beinu Elphis.
Yeah,
okay.
Well, yeah. We'll try to have an answer by the end of
Pablo. Okay, we'll get an answer by the end. In any event, I think it is somewhat unusual. But either way, it's also mentioned that the Rif was Mechayiv in this case, but that's not the case. It's really just Pater, it's Grama Ba'alma. So we have Machlokes Rishonim. The Rambam paskins like the Rif, as does the Ramban and the Ran. Whereas, basically, Balei Tosfos is all over the place. The Rush, the Meiri, Ravid, this is the Ravid Alatar, says against the Rambam, he's not right, it's Grama Ba'alma. So,
the Meiri said it's Grama Ba'alma?
The Meiri also himself believes that this is Grama Ba'alma.
Oh, cool.
Yeah, we'll get
quotes Lama Farshim. Oh, okay.
The Meiri quotes the Gedolei Mechabrim. Yeah, actually, he quotes first the. Well, we'll get to it in 1 second. Right, yeah.
Sorry.
So, just in terms of that, it's issue per se, so that's an important makor for the issue of defining Garmi and Grama. Why is it that according to the Rif this is Garmi? So the Rif himself actually doesn't say, neither does the Rambam. The Nimuk Yosef Alatar in Chaf Aleph, I think.
I cannot find it in that Berei.
It's there. So he says, pretty sure. I'm pretty sure it's Chaf Aleph. Is it not? It's not. It's on the previous page. It's on the page before. And the Rif goes on to that page, but the Nukias is over there. Either way, the Nukias explains that why is it that you didn't see it. But it's the same thing that the Ron says here, and it's the same thing that the Ramban says in the Kuntrus, which is that why is it that this is Garmi? Because what's the defining characteristic of Garmi?
Varizeka.
Right. As soon as you remove that thing, now it's guaranteed it's going to happen. One could have argued. Misvara, one could have said something else, which is a little bit of a chiddush, but I think it's possible, that maybe if you assume that kol shebishas ma'isa ba'hezek, then you'll be mechayev in this case, maybe because it's going to be soon, but even without that, just because of something the Gemara says beforehand, on Yud Zayin Mabez in Bava Kama, which is that a person who throws the Zorek Kli, Eir Shagag, and somebody else comes along and bashes it, so according to some Amaram, in that case, the Zorek is Chayev. And the Basher. The Basher is Pater. Because at that point, you were Mashvilei Mana Tvir. It's a Kli Shavur from the moment that you put it on the path downward. So it's a status of, you know, transforming it into a Kli Shavur, Lahalacha. You know, how do we understand that? It's not obvious, but one way to understand that is that's actually has a status of being shavur at that point, which is why you can't actually be chayev if you break it, but it's also why you'd be chayev for throwing it into that position in the first place. And if that's the case, so you might say, you could say, that if you're mesalik the karim, right, so in that case, at that point, you've already mashvilei kli shavur. You could say, I'm not saying that follows. Okay. But either way, the Rishonim that do explain why this is Garmi, by and large, do say Bar Yezeka. Okay. Now, those who hold that it isn't Garmi, so they explain either because, you need Hu Atzmo Osa Hezek, you need a Maisa Hamafsid, you need a Maisa Begufadavar. This is where the Miri has his formulation, one of his formulations, where he says, Zara Kli Merosh Agag, Vahayu Tachtav, Karim Iksus, Vakidi Macha Vasilek. He says, Shneim Pturim, Bafilu Mazorik Atzmo, Vahulu Vahule. Because it's Grama. Then he says, "Gedolei poskim chivu b'zeis hamasalik mikoach din degarmi." V'lo nearly came. He doesn't explain why the Rif held that way, but he says, "Either way, I don't believe that's true." She'ein zedom l'sarf shar she'osa ma'isa hamafsid. Right. This is one of the Miri in several places uses this criterion, but he says, applying to this case, you didn't do a ma'isa hamafsid here. Kol she'osa ma'isa kigon sarif shar or maradin l'shachani because be'elu b'chlad din degarmi v'chayev aval b'zo eino osa ma'isa hamafsid. So that's one, right? So that's one. And the Ravid himself also speaks of Osa Maisa Begufadavar. The Miri is not talking about Maisa Begufadavar again. He's saying Maisa Hamafsid because he has a different take on what this Hu Atzma Osa Hezek of the Ri means. But the Ravid, he's not Osa Begufadavar. The Rush explicit all over the place. This is not Garmi. This is Grama. It's one of the, you know, the cases. This is his. This is the case he uses to illustrate what it means when he says, "Oh, so my sabukuvah dover." You're not doing a my sabukuvah dover here. Or the because he requires man. That's the re, right? If he requires man, so here you don't have it instantaneously. Now some seem to think that it could, that at least for the Ramah will see eventually that maybe it would make a difference if it were right then. If you're right about to hit it, and then you remove it. Rav Rishon don't say that. And I don't think the Ramah will say it either. We'll get to the Ramah eventually. I think that the point is, even if it is, so it could be that it needs to be literally simultaneously, or it could be that it's if it happens to be that it's basically within Tochdei Dibur, let's say, so then fine, it's simultaneous in that case. But if it's not necessarily simultaneous, then it's not going to be something which is Chayv. In other words, B'shas Ma'aseh Ba'Hezek means that it's necessarily B'shas Ma'aseh Ba'Hezek. Right, so Shosha Shachaver, or Maradina Shachani. Right, in all these cases, it's always going to be the same in terms of the, if you assume that in one case, it's always going to be. Whereas here, if it depends already, in certain cases, yes, certain cases, not. So that's not necessarily by intrinsically a Maisa which invites the Nezek B'Shas a Maisa. Okay, setting that aside, either way, back to our Gemara. Is this Din Pashat of Siluk Tris being Pater Beritzicha? So, here it depends. If Siluk Karim Viksus, and therefore Silektris, is defined as Groma Ba'ama, like many, many Rishonim. So then it's Pashut. There's nothing noteworthy here. Of course, you're going to be Pater for Ritzicha in the case of Groma Ba'ama. But if Silek Karim Viksus, and therefore Silekatris, is Garmi, so then it's not as Pashut. Then we do learn something from here, namely that Garmi is Pater for Ritzicha. And in fact, many Rishonim who argue that, I mean, there's three Rishonim who make this explicit, four. Four Rishonim that make the explicit argument that there's a difference between Ritzicha and Nezek, that Nezek, you have a Chiv of Garmi, and Ritzicha, you don't. The Ra'ah, right, the beginning that we saw, the Ran here, the Shtil Ran here, the Me'iri, Mabakama, which I'm about to read, and the Riyaz, right, the Riyaz who said, right, his raya was from Sof Chamalava, right? He says, Sof Chamalava, you're putter in this case. Of course you're going to be chayiv in this case in Nezek, it's Garmi. So clearly you need a Maisa Bidayim for Garmi, for Ritzicha. That was his explanation of why he's rejecting his grandfather who held that Mitzamtim is Gram, because, you know, Sof Chamalava was Gram and it's putter. So clearly you need a Maisa Bidayim. So these four Rishonim make the explicit argument that there's a difference. Ritzicha requires Maisa Bidayim, whereas Nezek does not. Of those two, namely the Ran and the Meiri, they bring this as a raya, Silo Katris. The Ran is actually a little bit more explicit, but I only have the Meiri here.
I have that picture of it on my phone.
The Ran? Yeah, maybe we'll do that. The Ran actually, yeah. Well, let's hold it for now. I'll just read the Meiri about this. The Meiri says, Doli Mechavrim. The Rambam has it that you're Mechayev. Rambam actually, in the case of Nezek, is Mechayev both the Zorek and the Mesalik.
Ever.
What? Sorry?
Ever.
So let me just read the Miri. So the Miri says, V'gdol mechavim mechayev mishneim, v'alfa bishayim paskul inin misa, b'misha hippi al schaver lebor, v'hayi sham sulam, v'ba chaver, v'hu ba'atzman v'hissir sulam. O, misha zorek chetz, v'hayi atris b'yado, acher, V'kidem acher v'silek is a tris. Sheshneim p'turim k'moshe b'yarnu v'tes misanhedrin. Ein din misa shava l'din mamon. She ein inyan dina d'garmi ne'emar l'inyan misa el inyan mamon. Right, and we know that Meiri believes that, even though the Meiri himself does not agree with the Rambam, because he requires his maisa hamafsid, and he rejects that this case is an instance of garmi, which is where you have a discrepancy. But what Meiri we know already believes this, and we could have been medayiket even if he didn't say explicitly.
He says that the whole Arval Gemara is not relevant.
Sof Chamalavo. At the very least, Sof Chamalavo.
Right.
He thinks Sof Chamalavo, you are going to be
Chayav
Benizikim. You didn't Garmi? So, but either way, if you hold like the Rambam and you hold like the Rif and the Ran and the Ramban, then indeed you have a Raya that, here you go, you can already prove that you're not going to be Chayav for Garmi in the case of in Ritzicha. Now, just one point, which nobody says, but I just think Misvara is worth pointing out, which is that this is true for sure if you hold Bar Yezeka. Then for sure you have a Raya. Right? If Bar Yezeka is a sufficient condition to make something Garmi, so then here you have it. Garmi, right? It's Bar Yezeka. So the same way that Tzilo Kakarim is Bar Yezeka, this is Bar Yezeka, and you're Pater, so clearly you're not going to be Chayev for Garmi in Ritzicha. But I think it is possible to have said, again, the Rif does not explain why he thinks is the case in the Gemara and Bava Kamma is with Garmi. I think it's possible to have said, to maybe make, to have been Mechalik, and just say the cases are not equivalent, assuming that if you adopt the other explanation that we gave in terms of why it would be Garmi, perhaps, which was that you were Mashvile a Klishavor at that point. And this is if you assume something else, which the Tosafot says is a Devar Pashut, which is that there's a chiluk between Zorek Kli Mirosh Hagag and Zorek Evin Ala Kli. That in the case of, the Tosafot is discussing in the context of the din of whether or not you're chayev, right? This is the Gemara says, this is the Gemara in Yitzayin and Bezim of the Kama. Tifshul Evin Darabba, Damar Rabba, Zorek Kli Mirosh Hagag, Abachar, Beshibra Maka, Pater. So the Rashi explains, Pater Amashabra v'chayva zorek. Okay. So the Tosafot say over there that Niradim Zarak Evan Ochetz Alakli Uba Acher v'ki Dim Shibro de Pshita de Chayev. That the Mesalik is Chayev. I'm sorry. This is not the case of tris. This is the case of where somebody else comes in and destroys it first. That if I throw an evan on it, right, its trajectory has it destroying it. But before I even get the evan gets there, that somebody else comes along and smashes it. In that case, obviously, even Rab is going to agree that you're going to be chayev. The mishabra is going to be chayev. In other words, in that case, we don't say that it's a manat vira. And he explains, he just says it's obvious, v'svarab shutahi, l'chalek bein zorek evin l'zorek li atzmo. It's very understandable. I don't know if it's you have to agree with it, and some Rishonim don't seem to have agreed with it, but it is, at the very least, very understandable why you would say such a thing. In this case, you haven't done anything yet, nobody's done anything yet to the thing itself, so how could you say it's a klishav? So, if that's true, if we've just put these two together, the reason it was garmi is because you made it a klishav, and there's a difference between zorek kli and zorek evin. Then when it comes to, Sosa says, Zorei Chetz is a different case. When it comes to Zorei Chetz, you might say that isn't, that it's different than the Silik HaKarim. Silik HaKarim is not as equivalent to Silik HaTris. Right? In the case of Silik HaTris, what you're doing is the case of Zorei Kesa Eben Lekli. Right. In that case, that's not Garmi. Why? Even though Silik HaKarim is Garmi, but this case is not Garmi because in that case, you haven't been Mashvilei. In the case of where you're Messiah like the Karim, you were Mashvilei Klishover. Until now it was not a Klishover, now it is. And in this case, however, even now, that's what it is, that's what I mean to say. Even now you have not made it a Klishover. You've not rendered the person a Gavra Ketilah, let's say. Right? The only time a person is a Gavra Ketilah as if he is Begufo.
The guy threw the person off the roof and there was a...
There would be not communities. According to this, maybe you would be Chayiv if somebody threw the roof. This the Gemara doesn't say. Person. If you were to throw the person off the roof and there was cushioning and remove the cushioning, so according to all the Rishonim who say this, you'd be putter there. The Rishonim would say it's because of Bar Yezeka. Right? You'd be putter there. The Misalik. According to what I'm saying, if what I'm saying is correct, then there you could in fact be chayev. Because the zman element, at the point you're removing the cushioning, you've already been mashvi le gavra ketilah. So for that, you could be chayev. So I just wanted to point it out that the Rif himself does not say why he thinks it's garmi. If it's bar yezeka, then it's pasha, everything with the Ron and Yir are saying is true. If bar yezeka is garmi, then clearly garmi is not chayev beretzicha. You can't hold garmi b'chayev beretzicha and also hold it with that sufficient condition for Garmi is Bar Yezeka. Right? But if it isn't Bar Yezeka, but something else, so then you can already be Mechalik. There's a reason maybe you can be Mechalik in these two cases, and then you wouldn't have a Raya, even if you held Silok HaKarim is Chayiv Mishum Garmi, you wouldn't have a Raya that Silok HaTris is Chayiv Mishum Garmi. Alright, so I'll just finish up, just not this topic, but just in a place where it makes sense, which is, the question is, those Rishonim who argue and think that it's Grumma, which is, I think, probably Rov Rishonim, who think that the Silik HaKarim case is Grumma, so what do they hold regarding Ritzicha? It could be that they'll say that, well, I'll start the other way, they could agree with the Yesod. And this, I think, is Meiri himself, right? You could agree with the Yesod. You're right, Garmi is, in theory, Patner B'Ritzicha, but hold that this is not an instance of that, this is Grumma. So even if it were true that Garmi were chayv b'ritzicha, which it isn't, but even if it were, this would still be putter. That's what the Ron thinks. You guys have it? You say you have it? Yeah, that's what the Ron thinks. So Ron says clearly, Ron addresses this, he says he Ron is trying to prove his thesis that there's a difference in terms of Maisa V'Dayim and Gram in between there's a difference between Ritzicha and Nezek as far as Maisa V'Dayim and Gram is concerned, that you need a Maisa V'Dayim for Ritzicha but not for Nezek. And one of his main Raya is our Sugya. Daha Silik HaTris, this is where he also mentions his Bar Yezeka point. Right? Silik HaTris is exactly the case of Mavakama, of Silik HaKarim. And in the case of Mavakama, we know you're Chayav Mishum Garmi. So you see, Haraya, he's bringing it for other things which we'll get to, but you see Haraya, right, Ritzicha requires Maisa V'Dayim, Nezek doesn't. So he says, oh, okay, you know what? Tosfos there may not agree with me about that case. They think it's Grumma, but he says, but even them, even they agree. He says, this is not a raya, fine, but hachaluka hi amiti. That's what he says.
Right, then there.
Yeah. So that's what the Ran assumes. The Tosos, we know for a fact that Tosos did not agree with this whole, I mean, the Tosos here says, even mentions a case of Zari Karmixus, that you're putter. And if you notice, the Tosos clearly disagrees with the Ran also. Because the Tosos, in fact, goes the opposite direction, which is more mechudish than I think what is standard, which is that you're even more chayiv in Rotzeach than you are in Nezek. Aliba dehilchazah, according to Tosos. The Rabbeinu David we saw seems to think that that's possible too for Ravacha. Then Garmi, you're chayiv for Garmi in Rotzicha, but not in Nezek according to Ravacha. Tosos see the paskin like Ravacha. So, Yesh Ladin, whether or not Tosos even goes further, but either way, at the very least, they certainly don't think that they certainly don't agree that you're chayiv more in Nezek than you are in Rotzeach, and they cite Tris as the example that if it's true, Silakatris, I'm sorry, they cite Silakar, if it's true, Silakatris is going to be putter, but Sicha, it must be true, they're going to be putter for the equivalent in Nezek. And that's exactly why you find that, in fact, you are putter. So it's not true that they just happen to think you're putter in Nezek, they think you have to be putter in Nezek because the Ran, they don't agree with the Ran. So the Ran does not address the Tosos here, he only addresses the Tosos in Bava Kamma, just about the fact that they don't agree with the point about Grama. But it isn't an accident. The Tosos couldn't, they needed to, it's not, I'm not saying this is what motivated them to assume that it wasn't Garmi, it's not. Because the Gemara, the Tosos, they're not discussing it. But the Bali Tosos always assume this is not Garmi, and it turns out that they really had a Hechreich anyway, because according to them, they just reject the whole Ran's idea that you'd be Chai, you require Maitz V'Dayim for Ritzicha and only, and Gram for Nezikin. Right, this is the Tosos. Here it says, with this one, but he says, "Mashrim the mechayvet tefeber otzeach mibedizikin." And again, Tosos, you know, you could have said that's Ravacha. Tosos then goes and explain how this works with Shas. So it doesn't sound like it's just Ravacha. He says, "V'im kein mitbatrin lekaman artzuga beotzeach tris kol shekein benizakin." Then he says, "In fact, yeah, that actually makes sense." V'chein mashma b'shali ketzer regel the patrin zara kli miroshagag v'hayitachtav karem mixus. So the whole thing works out for Tosos, but it's not just that he happens to disagree. He thinks that you're putter in that case because he thinks it's grumma. He thinks it has to be that it's grumma in that case, because if it's putter here, so kavachomer, in a sense, kavachomer, it's putter there. That's already going much farther than, I think, let's say the Rush, who I believe might very well be Mechayev Garmi and Ritzicha or Ben David, that they would say, l'halacha, I don't know if you have a kavachomer, but the point is, according to them, at the very least, it's quite likely that when they disagree about Grama, about that this case is Garmi, just, it's not just that it happens to be that they disagree about Garmi, they actually hold that Garmi is Chai Beretzicha. Right, and that's the Rush, and when I say the Rush, I'm talking particularly about the Rush, who both on the one hand thinks Mitzamtim is Garmi, and on the other, uses Mitzamtim for Raya in terms of the parameters of Chai Beretzicha beyond Mitzamtim. Namely, right, what was the case that I'm talking about? The case in Gittin, of the Ruach, where the Ruach contributed. He says, oh, Mitzamtim, if the Roman Mitzamtim is Chayiv, if you held that it was an aberration, the fact that it's Chayiv, it's Garmi, and if you held that it was an aberration, you couldn't obviously bring a Raya to that.
How is the Ran Astira?
What?
The Ran. Because the Ran just says that Maslokas, between Ravina and Ravacha, it's a question of whether you're daunting the Garmi.
Yeah, right.
So if you have to say it's an aberration,
I think, and I think the Ran clearly does assume it's an aberration, exactly.
Okay.
So anyone says
that, okay.
Anybody who holds that both Mitzamtim is Garmi and that that there are other cases of Garmi which are Putter clearly holds that Mitzamtim is Xerz Kasa. Right. It's just, you know, I mean, the Ra'ah said that, but he went much further because he didn't even think it was Garmi.
Right, Garma.
But this is where you get, you know, from this Sugya already, you already clearly get, Shosokham Alava, all right, we have Machlokas, but here already you clearly get that there are Rishonim that hold that Garmi is Pater Beretzicha, and that's what this Gemara is clearly implying. In which case, taking it back to Mitzamtim, if they also held Mitzamtim is Garmi, which they did, it means what emerges is the approach that it's that the Mechayev of Mitzamtim is Xerz HaKasav, that this case of Garmi is Chai.
Wow.
Okay? So we'll... What I want to do now, with maybe I'll send Makaros to you guys, is just to now analyze the question of whether or not Garmi is Chai Beretzicha, because I think already now we have enough to see. The reason I've waited until now is because Mitzamtim, it's hard to pin down because you have the variable of the Gzeres HaKasav. precisely with the Ron, meaning even the Ron who held it was Garmi, but that didn't tell you that Garmi was Chayav Ritzika because it could be an instant aberration. Here already we get the possibility, clearly they're shown that, believe this sugya is the proof that Garmi is Chayav Ritzika, and there are others shown that it isn't a good proof, and as we've noted, probably isn't true that Garmi is Chayav Ritzika. So I want to just analyze that. So for that, I guess I'll send out Mekoros. What I want to do is both analyze Garmi bin Azikin, certain questions about Garmi Azikin, which I think it could be related to, and then also Garmi b'chol Tarkula, and other areas of halacha, where there's a distinction between Grama and Maisa B'Yadayim. So what do we say about Garmi? We've already noted that the Gaon might very well be taking positions on this regarding Shabbos. Shabbos is going to be the toughest nut to crack. But other contexts that come up, I think, I'll just mention now some of the contexts that come up, which is Dal Dvarim, Galus, Shchita, and Shabbos. And maybe Sirius also will discuss, where I think you can point to Rishonim where they seem to be grappling with this question.